I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, January 27th. Congressman Stephen Lynch is calling for the immediate shutdown of the natural gas compressor station in North Weymouth. In a letter to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, Lynch says the commission's recent admission that that station should never have been built in that location proves that it's unsafe. Lynch says the commission does have the authority to close the station, despite their statement that they cannot shut the facility down. Commissioners last week admitted that the approval of the compressor station was a mistake because of the existing industry in the Four River Basin, already causing abnormal asthma and cancer rates in the area. The station has had four emergency shutdowns since it went into operation in 2020. Enbridge Energy says the station is safe. The temporary chief information officer for the Norfolk County Registry of Deeds has resigned. Richard Hatch stepped down from the position last Friday, citing the fact that the job was temporary and brought tremendous stress to his family and limited benefits. Hatch worked in the position for the past 5 months while the Norfolk County Commissioners debated whether or not to make the position permanent. Register of Deeds Bill O'Donnell has been fighting in court to keep the position permanent, claiming it's vital to protect the electronic real estate records for the county. He says the job has been a permanent position for the past 20 years. O'Donnell says he understands why Hatch resigned and once again is asking the commissioners to resolve the situation. The COVID-19 testing and vaccination clinic at 180 Old Colony Avenue in Quincy will continue to operate through February. Manatt Community Health Center says walk-in testing will take place on Tuesdays from 1 to 4 p.m. and vaccinations will take place on Thursdays from 3 to 7 p.m. The clinic may have to relocate in March as the city prepares to convert the building into the new Richard DeCristofaro Early Childhood Learning Center for Special Education. Regardless of their vaccination status, all students and staff at Cohasset's middle and high schools are now allowed to drop their masks. The policy change is possible because both schools have shown the state that 80% of their student and staff populations are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education recently downgraded the mask requirement to a recommendation for schools that have met that threshold. Massachusetts education officials have extended the mask mandate several times. It's currently set to last through the end of February. According to officials, the 33 schools are approved to lift their mask mandate because they reached the 80% vaccination threshold. It's up to each school to decide whether they will drop the mask mandate on campus. In Cohasset, the school committee recently voted unanimously to change its policy. None of the Quincy schools currently qualify. Also, DESE officials said 450 education organizations, including 275 public school districts, have signed up for the state's new COVID-19 at-home testing option, including Quincy. Schools are required to participate in pre-existing, symptomatic, or pooled testing programs in order to take part in the new program. Well, the theme of Governor Baker's budget presentation yesterday was the idea of keeping more money in the pockets of taxpayers through tax breaks. The proposal marks Baker's final budget as governor. With two terms under his belt, he has decided not to seek re-election. Under the new $48.5 billion spending plan, there would be an increase of the cap on tax deductions for renters from $3,000 to $5,000. It would also double the tax credit for homeowners to $2,340 from $1,170. Among some of the biggest moves under the new budget, income tax would be eliminated for the 230,000 lowest paid earners in the state. The threshold for taxes would increase to $12,400 for filing single, $18,650 for heads of household, and $24,800 for those filing jointly. Currently, the thresholds are $8,000 for singles, $14,400 for heads of household, and $16,400 for those filing jointly. Health care costs would also be reduced for an extra 34,000 low-income seniors and disabled adults. The spending plan would drop the tenant's share through the Massachusetts Rental Voucher Program from 40% to 30%. The budget also plans investments in helping to combat the opioid epidemic and money for behavioral health, including a new centralized behavioral health phone line that would connect people with the right help when they need it. The spending plan funds the Student Opportunity Act with $591 million. Now, positioning himself as a moderate, Chris Doughty, a Wrentham businessman, yesterday joined the race to succeed outgoing fellow Republican Governor Charlie Baker, mounting a challenge to Jeff Diehl, a Trump-backed former state representative. In a campaign announcement video, Doughty, president of Capstan Atlantic, a metal gear manufacturer, outlined priorities on making Massachusetts more affordable, attracting high-paying employers to the Bay State, and investing in the state's education system, from early childhood education through college and trade schools. Doughty arrived in the Commonwealth 34 years ago with his wife Leslie not long after they were married, with all of their possessions packed away in a Honda Civic, he says in the video. They eventually went on to build Capstan into what Doughty's LinkedIn profile boasts is a large multinational manufacturer. The company now employs 300 skilled workers and spans two facilities. According to his LinkedIn page, Doughty is an expert in lean systems and cost containment and has been a lecturer on the topic. He said he's running as a fiscally responsible businessman with a particular focus on cost of living and housing issues. The State Police Crime Lab has identified nearly 6,000 rape kits that could be tested for DNA but never were, and has notified district attorneys around the state of them so their offices can begin reaching out to survivors. The notification process is one that rape crisis centers pushed to be a part of so they can support survivors when they learn their kits were never tested. The backlog of thousands of untested rape kits in Massachusetts prompted the legislature to pass last year a measure to require DNA testing of every kit that could be tested and for district attorneys to notify survivors. The goal is to uncover new DNA links and solve old cases. David Mugar, the businessman and philanthropist who transformed the Boston Pops July 4th concert and fireworks show from a small local event into a nationally televised extravaganza, has died. He died Tuesday night. According to his three children, he was 82. No cause of death was provided, although Boston Pops conductor Arthur Fiedler had organized the city's free July 4th concert since 1929. Its popularity and crowds had dwindled by the mid-70s. Mugar, inspired to produce large-scale events by actor Charlton Heston's character in the 1952 Academy Award-winning movie The Greatest Show on Earth, suggested to his longtime friend Fiedler that the show add cannon fire, church bells, fireworks over the Charles River, and a rendition of Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture. Check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 129. The NASDAQ rose 2. The S&P fell 6. Global markets and Wall Street futures sank after the Fed indicated it will raise interest rates soon to cool inflation. Dollar is up. Euro is down. Oil at over $87 a barrel. Sports. The Bruins lose in Colorado in overtime 4-3. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mostly sunny at a high 29. Tonight, clear, frigid, a low 0. Maybe some flurries tomorrow, high 36. And then a major storm on Saturday with a heavy snow, high winds, and coastal flooding, a high 23 degrees. Storm will be out of here by Sunday with partly cloudy skies and a high 26. For the boater, waves 2 feet, west wind will become southerly later today, gust to 20 knots. High tide 6:51 p.m. Sunrise 7:02, set at 4:51. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, January 27th.